You have just entered the KD Mod Podcast. Keyboard, plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to episode 92, a happy Mother's Day episode of the KB Mod Podcast. We just spent the entire pre-show talking about things that would be unrepeatable in front of most of our mothers. So
I think we're off Mother's Day. Or even on the podcast proper.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. But yeah, I can't believe we made it to 92. That's a good point out by Bob. Yeah, it is epic. I don't know what happens, like I said, once we hit 100. It's been a while since I've really, really freaked out, but I think 100 may call for me to lose my shit.
Just something
totally.
So,
yeah. I've got a fantastic lineup. I don't know why all of a sudden I'll just talk like ESPN. Fantastic lineup tonight on the podcast. Hexadecimal up in the top left, going to be repping the beard. A lot of people have been talking about him, want his chair to make an appearance, but he seems to be somewhat upset about that. APL Fisher up in the club on the top right. We've got Blacklight Attack down at the bottom. People wondering where you got your shirt, Blacklight.
Where did you get that? A friend of mine that works at Google.
Sounds good. We, of course, have John's fat cock looking very handsome tonight. I must say the lighting is excellent, and I like when he has his beard trimmed down to that length. And, of course, we have Dan in the far left, the runner of All Things Technical on the podcast, and the dude who cranked two kids out of his balls so far. So
yeah, and no more.
And no more. Yeah. Snipped.
Actually, Dan was spayed.
Yes, he was.
I was spayed.
So let's talk about what we've been playing this week. Let's start, even though this is a horrible idea, let's start with Hex. Hex?
This week, I have played... Dan got me started with Sword of the Stars, The Pit, which is turn-based Space Isaac. Hmm. And it is...
Yeah, that's pretty much the best
turn-based Space Isaac.
Awesome. It's pretty excellent. Yeah. It's a little more in-depth. Actually, it's a lot more in-depth than Isaac, because you have to figure out like how you can attack and from where and how many things on the screen are going to kill you each turn.
I really like how you're branching out from other Isaac games to play other harder turn-based Isaac games.
Actually, here's the thing. Dan and I talked this week because I am a self-admitted Kickstarter addict, and I want to say more than half of the things I've backed on Kickstarter are roguelikes. So when they all come out, we're going to do a series of Kickstarter addict Hex, and I just play that game. And then I scream.
Because they're all going to make you mad.
So I played that. I also have been playing the Neverwinter Open Beta, which if you are itching for a free MMO, that one's pretty great.
It's pretty solid.
We're going to talk about it later in the cast, so we won't talk about that too much.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's pretty much it this week. I haven't had a lot of time for games, so just kind of that's it.
Swag.
Wow, that was short and sweet and what I did not think it was going to be. Well done, Hex. I'm going to go next. on Thursday night, I didn't so much play as I shit through the Dreadout demo.
And, all right, let me... how did you feel about that game, despite being scared?
Despite being scared of my wits, I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, it's definitely something... See, this is the issue. I only play that stuff for either gags to be really scared, like for fun, but I'm not someone that's going to play like a really horrible game by myself, like locked in my room. Like it has to be a group experience. And I'm the same way with horror movies. So like, but as an actual, like, as like a weird, creepy, like the Ring vibe, kind of Japanese vibe to it. I guess it's from, it's not from Japan though. It's,
Indonesia,
but yeah, it was cool. Like it has like the Fatal Frame elements. I wonder how much of an overlap there's going to be though with, Zombie's new game. Because it uses the, you know, kind of mechanics.
Zombie's new game is also Fatal Frame.
Yeah.
They're all just Fatal Frame.
Exactly.
But I actually sat there and I was like, well, this is funny watching APL go nuts, but this game looks legit.
Dude, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, the mechanics are pretty cool. Yeah. The atmosphere is neat. Like, that whole, when I was, with the black cat, it's like just following you around and you think it's like going to do something and it really doesn't do anything. It was kind of cool. Just like, I had some scary moments and stuff. Like, I always love people that are in the chat, like, oh my God, not scary at all. Not scary at all. It's like, all right, of course it's not.
You're not playing it.
Yeah, you play it then, you know? So, but yeah, no, definitely. It was really cool. That was fun. Then we played some Survivor. Fuck that game. Fuck the Russians.
Played that. Fuck all of Russia. You heard it.
All of Russia. Yeah. You can go fuck yourself and play Dota 2. And I also played League of Legends as is always. Did I play any Counter-Strike this week? I didn't. So
I did.
You did?
Did you?
Counter-Strike. Yeah?
Did you go or Source or
go? I played two ESEA pugs this week in CSGO.
Nice.
How was that?
That game is so easy, it's just dumb.
CSGO. I was watching some CSGO. I don't keep track of the overseas tournaments anymore, but I was watching some competitive CSGO, and it was pretty entertaining. Beyond the gun models, I just, like John said, fuck, man, the M4 looks so stupid. I feel like I'm playing Left 4 Dead with the M4.
Where's the silencer?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. That is my biggest gripe with the game. Why can't I hide the gun models in CS like I can in every other game?
Yeah, that's
true. Like, the only game I want to see the view models of the guns, COD 4. It's the only one.
Yeah.
I don't want to see view models on guns in any other game. I just want a crosshair on my screen. Why can't I do that in Counter-Strike?
Yeah, this makes sense.
Not a lot makes sense about Counter-Strike as it evolves.
It hasn't evolved.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Talking shit, Dan? Right. Sorry, were you talking shit? I couldn't tell.
Dude, I played Source the other day.
Yeah, I know. I still prefer just Source.
For the hell of it.
Over.
So do I. I prefer 1.6 overall, but
my boss at work is like 1.5 Master Race. I will only play 1.5. Wow, you are super hardcore into that game.
Yeah.
People still play 1.5?
Apparently, you can host custom servers still that play 1.5, and he is like, that's the only way I play Counter-Strike. Okay, dude.
Shout out to Jimmy Wizard.
You play video games?
Who is in my stream for like 6 hours last night.
Was he really?
So they, I was so drunk.
Yeah, dude. Dan had the stream of his life last night.
Oh, man. It was amazing. Is the VOD? The VOD's out there, I'm assuming, or is that taken down?
Dan
partied. Okay. Dan partied last night.
I got a fucking...
I had a great time. So.
What else did you play, John? Was that it?
I played a bunch of ARAM. League of Legends, don't really care. ARAM, that's a good time. A good time. I played like 4 hours of ARAMs last night with Justin. And then the TF2 shit. Season starts soon. We got a roster all locked up. We're ready to go.
Oh, shit.
Good.
Oh, shit.
Three invite players on my team carrying me to victory. It's going to be good.
Damn. Wow, that picture of Dan. He looks very drunk. Very nice. All right.
Dan had a good time.
What about you, Blah?
Pretty much pubbing in TF2, and I actually have been playing some Smite, which I am enjoying. Smite's pretty fun. I've mostly been playing ARAM. What's that?
You cannot take Smite seriously, or you're gonna have a really bad time.
Yeah,
I
think
bad, dude.
I think it's a little unrefined compared to like League of Legends. So if you're really trying to get into it, there's a lot of like really big character imbalance. If they want to run like Ares and Hades and like pretty much any character with an AoE ult like Zeus, you're just gonna lose every single team fight. But I've mostly been playing ARAM to just kind of get familiar with the gods and their skills and what they do.
Yeah,
which is really the best way to do it, in my opinion. I tried actually buying the $30 all god pack, but
you tried?
I tried, and
you attempted.
To buy it, and apparently Hi-Rez doesn't want my money. Because I tried like every payment method I have available and was not able to get a payment.
Talk to Bart.
Yeah, seriously, just ask Bart.
I tweeted him. I didn't get anything back.
I'll yell at him.
That's all right.
Get her for free.
Yes, Bart. That's correct. That's what I've got.
That's what I've got, too.
I tried to count as well. Every time I log into the games after not playing forever, it's just like, you have new items. And I'm like, fucking cool.
Yeah, I have the tribes like VIP thing that we got before the game was even out. Yeah,
I have the fully unlocked account. Like, I have everything on tribes, and I'm like, this is great. I don't know what any of this is. Give me the spin fuser.
I have the exact. It's like, oh, spin fuser still exists? Great, I'm in. I keep getting all the gods in Smite, too. It's like, oh, is Hades still a choice? All right, I'll take Hades. Done.
There you go.
People are saying, like, hey, you could probably get it for free, but I have no problem giving them money to support the game. It's not really that much.
Yeah.
And it gets you every god as they continue to come out, so... But like I said, I tried 2 separate days. I was like, okay, maybe the servers, the authentication servers were down or something that day. The payment servers, whatever.
This is basically how you play Smite. Whatever the newest god is, just pick it because it's going to be way overpowered.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed. Fenrir was fucking ridiculous. I don't know.
He's still ridiculous. We played an arena match the other night and just a pub that I didn't know with Fenrir was like, yeah, I'm just going to wreck shit with you as Hades. He went like 16-0. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, is that it? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Blah.
Other than that,
done yet?
I mean, the occasional, I'm still trying to beat every Zelda, which is taking a good long while.
You love your emulators, too.
I have been playing quite a bit of emulation.
You did play Super Baseball 2010.
Well, I watched that
0 to 30-something.
I watched that shit.
What's that?
old school baseball. I watched it. The old school baseball games were so bad.
They were.
You couldn't do anything on them.
They were.
Without two sticks. Like without two sticks, man. Baseball games.
What I'm starting to think what happened there was I think there's a hard league and an easy league because you can start off with two leagues. It doesn't tell you which is which, but I think it's like I ran a practice round in one league and it was super easy and I was like I was winning and I was like okay if this is all it is I can handle this, and then I went to stream and the team that I was playing just started annihilating my asshole, so I stopped trying and just started feeding them runs and stuff, and it was all silly and raging. It was funny, but
Ken Griffey Jr. baseball on N64, that's a baseball game, or that was Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
that was Super Nintendo.
What a fucking great game.
Super Bases Loaded 3 for the NES.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, if you play Ken Griffey Jr., it's like every single player has the same animations for everything they do, and the only animation that's not the same as everybody else's is Griffey's home run stroke. That's like that's the only thing that anybody wanted to see, because it's the best home run stroke in tennis history.
Man, let me tell you about Triple Play 99 on the PlayStation 1. I spent... so many fucking hours, dude, of my life on Triple Play 99. And then Triple Play 2000. Dude, I was so into it back in the day. That was the only thing me and my dad could, like... My dad would once in a while... Like, he never played video games, but he likes baseball, so... He'd, like, try to play, and he'd be, like, running around, like, trying to get a single, and he'd send his player all the way to home, and I'd, you know, throw him out at the plate, and be like, what? I don't understand. I'd be like, you're old, Dad. You're old. Just don't play video games.
Don't worry about it.
I think the only sports game I really played when I was a kid was NHL 96, which was a gift from my cousin for the Sega Genesis, and all I would do is try to start fights.
Greatest single sports game of all time, NHL 96.
It was a great game. Even as somebody who did not care at all about any sport, it was a fantastic...
You can just do the wraparound when they're on the bottom side. You can just do the wraparound, and the goalie would get hooked on to the far post, and you just... It's like, if you're ever losing, you just do that, and you win.
I didn't know about that. Like, I never even tried to win. I just... All it would do is try to start fistfights. It was the best.
Yep, you could make people like bleed out on the ice.
Yeah, you could. You could leave them in a puddle of blood.
Was that the first NHL game with fights?
No. The first one had them, but they were really, really like NHL hockey had them, but it was like really, really weird. Like it was so old and everything. It's so old now, and everything was so new at the time. But nothing really worked correctly in that game. They didn't even have the Players Association license for the first game. So everybody was just numbers.
That's what it was. Yeah, I remember that.
There was like nothing more exciting in sports game when they like decided to have the commentators actually reference players by their names.
Yeah.
That was like the best feature in a sports game ever.
Didn't Genesis have like Mario Lemieux hockey, and if you played as Lemieux, it was you played as the Penguins, anytime Lemieux has the puck, you win.
Well, the most notorious glitch like that was the Tecmo Bowl Bo Jackson, where you could literally just run around the field with Bo Jackson, like do laps of the field and not score, just like the whole time because nobody could catch Bo Jackson. Like he was literally programmed to be so good that nobody could tackle it. Fucking Bo Jackson, dude. He was always illegal, like in tournaments and things, because there were tournaments for it.
Bo Jackson OP, please nerf.
Yeah, it's illegal to use. I actually have a Tecmo Bowl shirt. I have no idea where it is.
What a great game!
That was a great game.
All right. Well, what about you, Dan? Not to get something too sad.
I played some Source. I played like 6 hours of COD 4 last night.
Nice. Very drunk. Very drunk.
How was the scores on those COD games? Were you still doing pretty well?
By the end, it was pretty poor. But like I actually was going over one, even when I was really hammered.
You started off a game 13-0, and then you just started jamming instead.
Yeah, I've been dropping like I've been playing that a lot this week, but I've just been dropping like 130 kill games and stuff in pubs, because that's like the most fun thing to do. Got like 130.
Only when you're on a team full of bad players who can't call on helicopters all the time, because then it's fucking terrible. That's why I quit last night. I played like two maps, and then the one map I got a helicopter in my first 7 kills, and I didn't call it in the whole game after that because I couldn't get it in the air.
It's really difficult. That's the hardest thing in that game is calling it a helicopter. Absolutely. In 40 persons. The hardest thing. But I played a lot of COD 4 this week. What else did I play? A little bit of Isaac this week. And we got over level 40 in WoW.
Nice.
And I did... Did Thousand Needles, which is a great, great zone now.
Oh, yeah.
It's For those that don't know, in Cataclysm, it was not underwater, but it is now. The whole zone's underwater. But they give you, like, these goblin speed boots for diving and stuff. And you get a boat that you can use in the zone, which is kind of sweet. So I'm thoroughly enjoying WoW still. So, you know, I think it was a good idea to start again. But
I'm just waiting.
We'll see when I get to end. Yeah, I know. But the last thing that we're going to talk about here is Neverwinter.
Good. So good. Fun time.
Yeah, started playing it this morning or this afternoon, whenever I woke up.
What level did you get to?
I only got to like level 6 or something, but I got to play it like it throws you. It is so fast paced. That's the best part of it. Is it's like, boom, here's some action just instantly right after you create your character.
And it's like you can die that early on in the game.
Yeah, you it's play horribly.
Yeah.
And it's just really fun. And I got to do a solo, like you can, I got like thrown in like a scenario dungeon thing, like right away. It's like an instance, but you do it by yourself. But that was really, you know, it's fun. You just roll through. You could read the lore if you wanted to, if you want to get into it. It is a Dungeons and Dragons game, so that is really
mechanically. How does it compare? I mean, to
Guild Wars.
Guild Wars. Very not stripped down really, but you don't have that many skills. Mm. And at least as the control wizard, you don't have like a resource bar, like you can just spam skills.
Yeah, I actually really like that.
Yeah, I was actually just gonna agree with that.
Excuse me.
It's neat. I mean, it's a hybrid between WoW and Guild Wars. Like there's, you know, tab targeting your mobs and all of that standard stuff, but you have to like aim all of your skills as well. So it's kind of it's kind of weird.
The only thing that I wasn't crazy about, aside from the fact that they're having some server issues, but I think it's because the popularity is spiking for it right now. Is that if you're casting something, you are standing stone still. Like, you are not allowed to.
Yeah,
you
that's can't the cast mechanic. Strafe.
I mean, I get that's the mechanic, but after playing something like Terra, where it's action based, and it's like, oh, I can circle strafe and cast shit at the same time, I would like to see that in Neverwinter, but I get why they did what they did.
Yeah, I mean, it's all based on Dungeons and Dragons rules for the most part. Like, you roll your skills to start and that kind of thing. I only played the Control Wizard. That's the only class I played, and I guess they're introducing new classes and races. It is run by Perfect World, so you may get nickel and dimed at some point.
Probably.
But I think it's all cosmetic and, like, XP boosts is what you can buy. I don't think you can just, like, buy...
Have you gone to one of the diamond vendors yet?
No, I don't know anything really about the game. I just know I had a good time.
Yeah, I had a great time with it.
For the first, like, hour.
And I don't
know any of the in-depth systems.
I don't care about, like, any of the, oh, if you can pay diamonds or real money for this to go faster. But, like, some of the mounts were like, this is 35,000 diamonds. And then I looked up what those cost, and it's like, how about a month's pay to buy a mount?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, it's...
How about not?
It's like the Zen in Blacklight.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the same kind of system. Okay.
Yeah, Zen is actually in this as well.
So there you go. But it is run by Perfect World, but it's not that big of a download. I know that MMOs can be ridiculous, like Terra, as Hex found before stream when he got his 22 gig Terra download.
And then you have Max Payne 3, so stop your bitching.
But it's only like 4 gigs, but definitely use the torrent download. It was really fast for me.
I'm getting a meg down on Terra right now. 5 hours left.
I'm nice. I'm okay with an MMO being a free to play MMO being slightly pay to win at the end game. Like if I have to drop $25 or something on it, I'm cool. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fair.
I see in chat people are saying it's pay to win at end game. That's fine. As long as I can get to max level easily and get decent items before end game, I'm okay with dropping even $50 on it. It's an MMO.
I know that. Tim Staffy Noob was saying that the PvP is really fun, too. But I haven't really done any of that. He's playing a rogue, though, so most people say that.
I'm playing a rogue as well.
I mean, I definitely agree with John though. If you can play me to end game, and it's like, oh, you know what? If you really want to have fun, it's going to cost you $20. Well, I've got 80 levels out of this game for free, so that $20 is inconsequential.
Yep. That's a huge levels. Thing about free to play. You need to establish to the player that it's worth paying for, and if they got to level 80, they probably think it is.
Well, all right. Well, so you guys should check out Neverwinter. I probably will stream it.
Fucking free.
Like,
yeah, it's free. I think it's better than Terra. I think it's, as you said, John, I think it's a great hybrid between WoW and Guild Wars.
Yeah.
As far as the control simplicity and stuff, it auto-assigns your buttons, at least it did for me. It's pretty good.
It's not the only the only downside to it. Like, you have Terra and you have Neverwinter. Terra is clearly the prettier game visually.
Yes.
But, like, content-wise, Terra doesn't really have anything right now. It's just, I guess, neither does Neverwinter, really.
Rating in Neverwinter, whereas Terra...
And that's not to say that Neverwinter looks ugly. Like, I said on Twitter...
Neverwinter looks great.
Looks a little dated, though.
A good update to WoW. Like, what I said on Twitter was...
a hybrid between WoW and Guild Wars.
It really does. It's the first MMO that, like, when I entered the first town, it made me feel like, oh, man, this is like going into Ironforge for the first time. Like, there was a lot of people around, and the graphics were decent, but not, like, super awesome.
Yeah, and it chugs a little bit, just like Ironforge did.
Yeah, like
Ironforge was very intimidating to me because the first time I entered Ironforge was as an undead rogue at level 60 or like level 50 something.
Oh,
and I still
why would you go in there? At 50?
Nothing.
It was like 52.
Nothing has anything on Dalaran for lag.
Dalaran was the worst experience of my entire WoW.
When Dan used to play from work on his laptop, and he would have me log him in and move him out of Dalaran so he could log in and play.
I could play anywhere else in the game, any other city.
Fine.
Any other expansion.
Well over 60 FPS everywhere else.
Yeah. Yep.
Weird.
It would blow up my laptop. It would just shut down.
To give you an idea, I upgraded and built my machine so it was capable of getting 30 FPS in Dalaran.
Wow.
Yeah, so, Jesus Christ. I was shooting for 30 FPS. That was my goal.
Yep, it was bad.
We now interrupt your scheduled programming to bring you an urgent broadcast from the front lines of America.
And we're actually going to start out the news here with a piece from Polygon on games as kind of ways to live other people's experiences, but not as in, like, I'm going to be a soldier in Call of Duty. Like, these are games about suicide, depression, living with cancer, living with a family member with cancer. It's Brave New World, basically, that these developers are going into. And there's a game called Actual Sunlight, which is I have yet to play, but I really want to play. It's about basically being suicidal. That is the game. And I'll go ahead and link the article in chat here for you guys. But basically, I wanted to talk about how would you guys feel? Like, should these even be called games? Some people are debating whether...
Maybe simulations?
Yes, yeah. Therapy.
Yeah.
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 Digital therapy?
Digital therapy, I was going to say. Yeah.
Totally. Because to me, games have a certain... That has a connotation of
entertainment.
Fun, entertainment, mm-hmm. lightheartedness. Right. Even if that's not necessarily accurate, obviously. Games have a broad spectrum now, but yeah. Definitely simulation or something like that, or
a word like that.
We talked about it in the IRC, and I think this is actually really cool. Not as a... I think you're right, everyone's right, though, on calling these games. Because game does have a connotation of fun, and these are certainly not meant... They aren't meant to be fun at all, and there's no sort of end. Much like Dear Esther, which was really just a story that you played through. You just walked through. I mean, you didn't really do anything. But there's a game here about the first game they mentioned. I forget. Oh, The Dragon Cancer.
That was the one I'm really interested to play.
Yeah, me too. That's the one I keep reading about.
As someone who's gone through it from the kid's point of view, I think it would be really interesting to see it from, like, the parent who's going through it for their kid.
Yeah.
But I think it's also very dependent on the game. Like, that Dragon Cancer, I think, could be really well done. But RPS actually posted about Depression Quest quite a while ago, And as someone who deals with that every day, that game is kind of bullshit because it gives you the choice of, like, do you get out of bed or do you not? No. When you're depressed, you don't fucking get out of bed. Like, you just don't. You just fucking don't. There are days you get out of bed because you literally have to feed your family, and that's the only reason you get out of bed.
Yeah, and there's a lot of these games coming along that kind of blur this line, too. I don't know if you guys have heard of Papers, Please.
I haven't heard of that one.
Which is... Or Cart Life. Cart Life is on Steam. I think Papers, Please is on Greenlight. But Papers, Please is basically a simulation of you are a border guard in, like, Eastern Europe. Not a guard, but someone who, like, checks, like, passports and papers for people who want to come into the country. And you basically have to check the papers and see if the people are legit or not. And if you make a mistake, you know, you can ruin someone's life completely. in the game. But if you know, if someone comes up to you with a sob story or something, like, you know, I have to get out of here, or, like, my family's gonna be killed, if you let them through, it could cost you your job, and you're trying to provide for your family as well. So the whole game is just about giving you these choices.
That actually would be pretty interesting. I'd like to play that.
Yeah.
And Cart Life is the same kind of thing. You basically manage a cart, like a cart business, you know, whether
like a hot dog
there's
cart.
Several different ones. Yeah, there's a hot dog one, there's a newspaper one.
Cart technique?
But you basically have to manage that with your actual life. And the guys on Giant Bomb said it was super stressful. Like, Cart Life is super stressful to play. Because you have, like, outside pressures. It depends on the character's story and stuff. But I just think it's super interesting that people are trying to go into these different directions. And I think the games about suicide and depression and stuff are very useful, because once you understand what people actually go through, because I've heard some people call bullshit on depression, basically. like, it's not a real thing.
Yeah, like depressions.
Yeah, no, it is. I have the pills on my desk to prove to you that it is.
Yeah, so it's... But that game, the Dragon Cancer, but that is a whole simulation of you are in the lobby in a hospital, and your child is dying of cancer.
I love
like that is the simulation.
I loved the write up on Polygon for that, because at do you remember where they were, Dan? The one developer had played it from the original development team, and he was like, "I only get to play a little bit of it, and I was weeping at the end." Like,
yeah, he was just straight weeping.
That's impressive game design.
But I think. I don't know if Nick Fenton's, like...
He's real talking. Things, I agree with him.
No, I think that's... Really? Because yeah, I don't know that we are at that point where that can be...
Like, define that, tastefully. I don't know what tastefully means. Like,
Well, the thing is about what he's saying there is that, like, the Dragon Cancer is being made by a dude whose child is dying of cancer.
Yeah, I would think that's, like, highly dependent on the developer.
So, that's, well, yeah.
I mean,
cancer child game, then sure, that's not tasteful.
A large majority of, like, big name and AAA developers have no idea how to put together a tasteful or meaningful story, and simply don't care to, and it doesn't really sell all that well. But there absolutely are games that are tasteful and well done and can tell a beautiful story. You know, they're just maybe not the most popular, or a lot of them are in the past. Right. I always go back to Final Fantasy VII, which I still think is one of the most well written games of all time. Like, I mean, and that kind of came from the same place. Sakaguchi wrote a story. He wanted, I mean, obviously it's not this simulator trying to appeal to people directly. He's still just trying to tell a fantasy story, but his mother died right before he started working on that game. So he wanted to create a story about loss and how just because somebody's gone doesn't mean they're really gone forever, that, you know, that they're still with you. Right. So I think that games as a medium does have depth to it. It's just
totally.
In some areas it has depth, and then in others it has Gears of War.
Right.
It's totally. But that's also dependent on what you're trying to do. Gears of War is not trying to do
exactly. Anything Gears of War like isn't trying this. To be deep. It's
no,
it's
no,
appealing to
no.
teenage boys.
I agree with Fenton though, in that on a grand scale, yeah, I think that's a good point, Nick. We actually talked about this in the IRC, what he just said. I think it's good to make these games, but I don't think we're anywhere close to what we could be doing.
Oh, no.
I agree, and I think something that is a tool for that, if you get one of these games on, like, the Oculus Rift...
That could be interesting.
and like into the world of VR. I mean, how that'd be horrifying. There's that game out for Rift now that you get beheaded.
Yeah, that's a
and people are like freaking out when they play it. Because you're in the guillotine, and it's on the Oculus Rift.
And actually, no, I saw Orb in the chat say, like, you know, is this the best outlet to learn about things like depression? And I think that that is probably the limitation right now. Because like I said, like, you don't always get that choice. Like, yeah, I'm going to get out of bed today. Like, it may not be the best avenue to do it, but at least it's a place to start. Like,
yeah.
Totally. You have to start somewhere. And Nick, what Nick's saying is true, too, about film. I was going to compare it to film. Like, when you look at, you know, at the beginning of when film first started, people made short few minute things, and that's right. The stage we're in with this kind of idea.
I don't see this medium, or not this medium, that's not what I meant to say, these types of quote-unquote games or simulations, which I think is a much more accurate thing to say, but I think that they can be a really good teaching tool, because I have been depressed and had depression and have lived with that, but I have never thought about suicide ever, not once. So me playing actual sunlight is actually something I would like to do, to know how bad could this get. Yeah. Like,
I think it's just a great learning tool. Like the whole when you're talking about the Border Patrol stuff, like putting up simulations that are super realistic, especially if you could use something like the Rift, Oculus Rift, and put people in situations of other people that maybe they have prejudice towards. I would never step in this person's shoes, but in the simulation that's extremely well done, you're going to get to feel what it's like to be on the other side of that. And, you know, is that going to, like, change the world and fix all kinds of problems? No, but it's, like, it's another good example of what this medium can do. Totally.
I mean, you could see this, again, what Nick said. You could see this in the future, though.
Oh, absolutely.
You could see this in the future becoming, I don't know if you guys remember any of the stuff about Cyberpunk 2077, the new Project Red game. That game, the drug in that game, like the drug addiction people have, is living other people's memories.
Oh wow!
Or like watching them, like in VR.
That's cool.
So
that could be really game about.
I want a game that shows me how a dog sees the world. That'd be the best.
Yeah,
game.
Like a really accurate depiction.
Yeah. Or like a shark. Like I want to be a fucking shark.
Actually, John, PlayStation 2.
There is a game for you, John. Tokyo Jungle.
I really want to play that
PS3 Tokyo Jungle. Dog game.
Yep. Yeah, you play as the animals. Like
after like civilization falls, like you play in the ruined in the ruins of Tokyo, and you just play animals. And as you get further into the game, you can pick like bigger animals.
That actually sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think the two starting animals are like a deer and a Pomeranian.
Yeah, is. Yeah, and you have to fuck a female Pomeranian and like keep your shit going. Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's very arcadey though. Like you get like points and shit. And...
I really like a hot copy mod.
But no, it's an actual retail game, but it's Japan only.
Yeah.
So to kind of wrap this up though, like I think it is a good progression for games to like a good path for games to go on and take over, because. You can't reading a book about depression, whatever. I mean, you can only get so much there.
It's such a hard thing to understand.
If you play as someone, like a really accurate portrayal of that, that would be much more useful if these can get up to the point where they are very well done.
These are the first steps towards that, though.
Yeah.
Like, I can think of how you could make a depression game work. Like, oh, I try to move forward, but I'm so slow and miserable that I can't do any... Like, that's how depression works. Like, I really want to get out of bed... But you just can't. You literally can't will yourself to do it. Like,
yeah. So there we go. And moving on to something
less
slightly
depressing.
Less depressing or more depressing, depending on how you feel about this company. But EA has signed on to get an exclusive deal to develop all Star Wars games from the Disney licenses. I actually think this is a good thing because. BioWare and Visceral did Dead Space for people who don't know. They could do a freaking sick Star Wars game, I think. Yeah. So I mean, EA is EA, it is what it is, but hopefully they treat it with care. I think they will. It's not like EA puts out all bad games, they just do really stupid shit.
Yeah.
But it's not like most games they put out are pretty good.
I mean
I would go ahead.
No, sorry. I was going to say, I mean, basically, if EA does what they really should do if they want to really get people excited. They need to re-release, remaster Jedi Power Battles, and EA can then fuck me with a strap-on dildo in my ass for the rest of my life.
What about Masters of Chekasai?
So, or that fighting game, because God,
the rumor is that DICE is making like a new Battlefront.
That will be the game that proves to me that EA did the right thing here. Like that this was the right decision. Battlefront 3 on the Frostbite 3 engine. I'm in. Like I'm in for one.
Potential. Yes.
Yeah. The thing is how bad are they going to nickel and dime you on launch?
Why I was so upset about it. Like
with stuff that they developed before launch, etc.
Yeah. But then again, you've also got BioWare in there. And
I would be more okay with BioWare if it was still like the KOTOR.
I mean, they
era.
Did the Old Republic. They made Old Republic though, so but they did make Mass Effect, and that's pretty damn good.
Mass Effect
so,
2 and KOTOR 1 are amazing. Show me the games that were good from BioWare since then.
Yeah, but I think this is an overall positive, regardless. Just because EA has good studios.
They do have a lot of their disposal.
And now we know that Disney's just not gonna sit.
But they make shit business decisions.
That's true, but
they do, and I want to believe that they'll make the right decisions in making this. But there's also
they have to save their company. Their company is dying. For those who don't know, EA's fucked.
And if they really kill it, Star Wars is such a huge IP that if they really kill it and just do the right thing, they will make so much money on this. But they might also take that lazy route where they're like, well, we can put the shitty developer on that because it's going to sell anyway because it's Star Wars.
A lot of devs do that.
And Disney having the rights, I don't think really helps anything because Disney has historically put out such shitty fucking games.
I would have said that as far as like their licensing, but they've done such a good job with the Marvel license, it's ridiculous. Like so many of the Marvel movies are amazing.
Yeah, but
there are some
totally
decent Marvel
medium.
Games out there too.
They're okay. I mean that Wolverine
it's a good
game
Marvel
that came out
fighting
supposed
game.
To be okay.
That's about it.
Wait, Marvel? Wasn't that the DC fighting game? You're talking about Injustice?
Yeah, I mean, Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was all developed by Capcom. That had nothing to do with
them. Oh, yeah. But, no, Injustice is Arcane or something like that. I forget. What's the name of that studio that Ed Boon has?
I don't know, but I don't give a shit about it. Cause it's just
R.I.P. Midway. R.I.P. Midway.
And Mortal Kombat sucks, so.
Wow, dude. Shots fired.
Yep. Mortal Kombat blows. Get at me.
Nick, EA stocks are only higher because they got rid of fucking Rigitello. Like, they're in big trouble financially.
Yeah.
They are in big trouble financially.
I mean, they're sitting on cash, but when there's no revenue stream, your operations come straight out of the cash that you're sitting on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, they're in bad shape. I'm not talking, this isn't me shit talking them. Like, they're flat out
this is real
in bad
talk.
Shape. So, all right, moving on to a game announcement that this kind of came out of nowhere.
Come on.
There's a new Wolfenstein.
Come on.
It's a single player fucking only Wolfenstein.
Oh, is
game.
It?
I'm pumped.
That's a bummer.
No multiplayer.
What?
Nope. No multiplayer. I'm out. Nope, never mind. Don't care.
That is the reason Warren Spector should have fucking spoke out. He should have spoke out against the no multiplayer because that would have been accurate.
This is bullshit.
This is. I love the multiplayer. Warren
Spector. I want to
Brandon,
find
Brandon
news.
Was also bad. Brandon. Not here, but he was also pissed.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I remember.
But, like, it's,
I was in call when you guys found that out.
But I don't care.
I'm immediately less interested now. Like, yes.
We'll not be playing. We'll not be purchasing.
So I for will. Anybody who missed that, there's a new Wolfenstein coming out. And it's single player.
It already sucks.
Wolfenstein New Order. I did like this side story here of Warren Spector saying...
That's hilarious, dude. I'm reading this quote.
Just like... But it's just like, dude, fucking... When I read this, I was immediately just like, dude, why can't we just have some fun and play the game? Like, it's a new Wolfenstein. That's pretty cool overall.
I like that, though, his argument isn't against... Yeah.
Shooters are boring.
He's just sick of it. He's just bored. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I would value his opinion if he had made a game that was worth a shit after System Shock 2. Go back to making Epic Mickey. Shut your damn mouth. Like... Yeah. He's so irrelevant in the game industry at this point. Like, great, you made Epic Mickey for Nintendo.
He made the greatest game of all time.
I mean, that's true, but what year was it?
1999?
So, I mean, I guess the question would be, I mean, it's great to speak out, but is he working on any game? Because
well, that's a better question.
What's really, he's working on Epic Mickey.
Yeah, okay, like, great.
So, you know, so the answer is no.
All I did was read the headline in the doc, and I totally, for some reason, went to Arlen Specter, who is a politician, I believe. I think.
He's spoken out against video games, but not for.
Yeah, that's why I assumed it was him. So I was thinking it was some old ass politician being like, "You can't treat the World War IIs like this."
Yeah. But I would be more okay with that.
My son died in that war.
Some of the guys working on this game worked on Payday, the heist. And I forget who else it was in that studio, but it's some remnants of Starbreeze, and it's called Machine Games, I think is the studio that's doing it. So I have some hope it'll be good. It can't be any worse than 2009 Wolfenstein.
That's fair.
One of the worst fucking games ever. Mm. And the coolest thing, I think, is that it's finally another id Tech 5 game.
Oh, so that is cool.
It will be the second id Tech 5 game to come out. Also, Warren Spector issued an apology towards the development team since this article was written.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. So I don't think there was any release or anything like that yet, but it's called Wolfenstein: The New Order. It's after World War II is the setting.
It seems like there's robots. Is that?
Yeah, but BJ Blazkowicz is the hero again, which is fucking sweet.
It needs multiplayer, though.
It really does.
I'm the only one who... I don't care if there's multiplayer in this game. If it's $60, yes.
Right. You know it's going to be.
It's published by Bethesda. It's going to be $60.
Yep, it's going to be...
God, it better be a good 16-something-hour game.
Here's a better question. If it's a Bethesda game, does it have mod support? Like, if you include that, then I'm in.
It's id Tech 5, so it's probably pretty moddable, but... But I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. We have no gameplay to judge anything on or anything like that. All we know is there's Nazi mechs in it. So there you go. Typical fucking dark shooter, man. Or Inspector. All I want to do is play Mickey games. All right, some quick hits for the news here. The Wolf Among Us, the new Telltale game, has some new screenshots stuff out. The premise of this game, if you haven't heard about The Wolf Among Us,
this looks pretty cool.
You play a detective in the world of fairy tales.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And you're trying to, like, cultivate... It's going to be like The Walking Dead, same setup, you know. Choose your adventure.
The main character is Bigby Wolf, who is the big bad wolf who has decided to reform his evil ways. And in doing so, he transforms into a human and changes his name to Bigby Wolf, which I think is fucking hilarious.
Genius.
Yeah. So... Yeah, so that's coming out at some point here. I think before episode 2 or season 2 of The Walking Dead, but not totally sure on that. This might be the thing that was between the two games, but we'll see.
They know adventure games. I finally started. I didn't mention it because I played it so briefly, but I was kind of bored, and I've had the Sam and Max collection forever, and I popped in like the first game or loaded up the first game. Really funny stuff, I have to say. I haven't played Walking Dead, but you know, universally that's praised, just absolutely universally.
So good.
And Sam and Max, from what I've played, it's hilarious. So
I keep thinking about doing Back to the Future, their Back to the Future game, because
I've heard it's not very good.
I love that movie so much.
Walking Dead is so good.
Just let it sit.
Just fucking play Walking Dead if you haven't.
I started the first chapter of that and did not finish it, and I regret it.
It's so good. Also up, another 1990s shooter remake coming out, this time Shadow Warrior, which is actually not a game that I ever played.
I don't even know that
one. I've heard of. It's a remake, but the coolest thing for me, and why I picked the story, is it's being made by the Hard Reset dudes.
Oh.
And Devolver Digital is publishing it. So, and I'm hoping they're going to use that engine. It doesn't really say, but, I'm hoping they're going to use that Hard Reset engine, because that thing is awesome, and we have no other games on it, because they made it just for Hard Reset. So, but that's pretty cool. If you were a Shadow Warrior fan, you're probably quite happy as well. I don't really know that game, so I can't really speak on that. And last thing, System of Shock 2, which did go on sale... finally, after many, many years, about a month ago, is now coming to Steam. So Steam is your preferred platform for that. You can get it there. And new releases this week, Metro Last Light comes out
Tuesday.
That game's probably going to be awesome by all accounts. Metro 2033 is awesome. Also out this week, strategy game Anomaly 2, and a favorite game of, at least for Nick Fenton and I, Sanctum 2 is coming out. I like Sanctum 1 a lot.
How was it? What was that? It was like a sort of like
third-person
tower defense or something?
Tower defense, yeah, and it has a text-to-speech thing, which is all that matters. So,
very cool.
But, yeah, pretty cool. So,
does anybody remember the old-ass Sanctum? It was like a, combination, like, board nice game, dog. Card game. Did anybody ever play that back in the day?
I do not remember.
It was really cool. It was like a mix between like chess and Magic the Gathering.
And now it's time for Twitter questions with the KB Mod Podcast.
First one comes from at Hayes for Days, 420XX Smoke It. You guys, question for the podcast. What's your favorite gaming quote? And I took this to mean favorite quote from like a character in a game.
Get in position and wait for my go.
Fucking job.
Nameless counter-terrorist.
Fire in the hole, man. Fire in the
Roger hole. That. Enemy down.
I'm a big fan of just, I'm an engineer from enemy territory. The way he said that was just amazing.
What about, huh? I'm Quake, that's Quake player?
Yeah. I got that, actually.
Oh, man. My favorite is G-Man's opening sequence from Half-Life 2. He's like, Mr. Freeman. Like, the way they cut, like, the dialogue seemingly cut up. Yeah. I don't know if he delivered it like that, but it's so fucking good.
If I had to be completely honest with my answer, though, it's a sniper. He's like, sorry about your head, wanker.
That's pretty good.
I gotta go with...
Your head looks bloody 10 go. Feet tall.
I gotta go with Illidan. Illidan, you are not prepared.
That's a good one, yes.
Mainly because I can go watch that trailer after this podcast ends, and I will still get goosebumps after the Burning Crusade trailer.
And
the
encounter was not really a letdown either, which is nice. It wasn't that difficult, but it was not a letdown.
Dan is probably going to be the only one that'll be able to identify mine in the call. Sit your ass in that chair and drink your goddamn tea.
Oh, God. I don't know.
You don't know that one?
No.
It's the one pressure, game Dan. We share, Dan.
Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah.
What's that from?
Sid. The first time you meet Sid.
Oh, Sid, yeah.
He's screaming at his assistant to make everybody tea. And you're like, no, I'm just... Your party's like, no, we're just going to go. He's like, sit your ass in that chair and drink your goddamn tea! He's so angry.
God. Oh, man. I just remember the end of that game so vividly. The whole ending.
I've played it
because I'd never seen graphics like that in my entire life.
Yeah, holy shit. Well, then wasn't that the first game that did CGI cutscenes like ever?
I think so. Like really involves like full motion.
Yeah,
I think so. But
there's a Facebook fan page for Wake Up, Mr. Freeman. Wake up and smell the ashes. I need to go like
God. That line that came close.
Yeah,
to
dude,
me.
It's so good, man. Quote. That intro. Oh God.
But the way Illidan even says,
you are
prepared.
Not prepared.
You will not.
Yeah, you're just like, oh fuck.
That trailer, like, was just so good.
That was hype as fuck. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only time they've ever been able to do it. Like pandas, I was kind of excited because there were pandas in a way, but like you can't really get me pumped up when you're playing like Chinese music in the background of your trailer. Like that's not going
racist,
to get me pumped.
Man.
I like the music. I listen to trance that sounds like that. But like you're not going to get me like super hyped to play a game with that kind of music. You're just not.
Take the shot.
Take the shot. Nobody chose.
Don't get us started on that again.
Toke the shit.
Take the shot.
My favorite quote from a video game is "Fat coming cock coming around the corner trying to plant a bomb."
Yeah.
Fat coming cock.
Oh, fat coming cock. Oh, God.
Here comes fat coming cock coming around the corner getting ready to plant a bomb site A. Here comes fat coming cock. He's going to piece two people coming around the corner. Exciting stuff.
I like Alpha Strikers. Enemy nuke incoming. It's over.
So all your base are belong to us.
You have no chance to survive by time.
You have.
Main screen turn on.
All right, at Ted Smith Plays asks, and I'm going to read this as it was typed, because there's an awesome typo in this. What would happen if your boy Bangs and Lil B the Bass God became huge and fought in Japan?
Japan. Japan.
Japum?
Japum.
Who's Japum? Japum? Why are they fighting in some man named Japum? That's
why are they both huge and inside this man?
No, so he's talking like Godzilla shit? That's what he's talking
about. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man.
That's what he's talking about.
I feel like the base god would win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Lil B would have like something sort of like Godzilla's atomic breath, but instead it would just be like the reflected sunlight off of his teeth.
It would be Yeah.
He doesn't need anything to come out of his mouth. He spits fire.
He spits hot fire already.
Like, yep. He's good. Yeah.
He does spit
Bangs
hot
is
fire.
A bigger dude than Lil
yeah,
B.
Yeah.
Bangs has guns.
And Bangs has seen way more shit in his lifetime. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Like Lil B raps about it, but Bangs, dude, he was like pulled off of the out of like child work, like child fighting in Africa, dude. That dude seems
yeah. Sick. That dude's so, hard. Yeah. He takes you to a dinner as well.
Dude,
so
he would.
And a movie, Shorty. So
that Dankmaster gave a good name to my idea, grill power.
Yeah,
real gamers.
If they also, were so some both somehow like to be able to fuck to create a child, can you imagine
where did that come from?
I'm just saying,
yeah, Banks has iPhones like out the ass.
He has a fucking
literally he just too. Shits iPhones. Just
he does have it. Well, he had like there's like a picture of him like 5 or 6 like a deck of cards. It's like, what are you doing, Bangs?
Dude, Bangs, man, it's about the... He lives the life, man. He lives the life. Yeah, you can't hate on him.
Does he have them brombrons, though?
Asapalagus.
That brombron slime was illy, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, was that... Was that Lil B who got sucker punched on camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah,
but the quote is from Little Tin Chan. We were talking about Little Tin Chan the other night. Little Tin Chan coming out to Little Tin Chan.
The fuck?
He needs them Bron Bron's Little Tin Chan.
Oh fuck!
There's
Jesus
tweet, Nick.
Christ, Nick.
God damn it! Yeah, so there's the tweet like 40 times.
Jesus,
but Little Tin Chan. Comes out of the woodwork with the bronze.
God.
Little Toonchi.
Alright.
Toonchi the Tartan. Alright. So that was that question. This next question is pretty broad.
It is.
From at Yummy Manass, one of the best Twitter handles that ever tweets
That's
us.
Quality.
How do you think the world will end?
See, here's where we're gonna go with this. No, we're going with this. So the fact that everybody considers Earth the world is just that doesn't make any sense to me. Why isn't the universe the world?
Mm.
What makes you think that Earth is the entire world? If there's people above the Earth in space right now, they're still a part of the world, correct?
True.
Am I correct?
How high are you right now?
How is the universe going to end? I don't think the universe is going to end, so the world's not going to fucking end. There you go. Done. Destroyed.
But I think he's talking about planet Earth.
How's
right?
planet Earth gonna end? We're gonna fucking destroy it.
Yeah,
we're doing pretty good at that.
I mean, yeah.
Nah, see,
we're already like 80% of the way done. So
I think end and destroy are different. Because end means we're gonna end? Done. Fine. Okay, yeah,
it's
we're
like,
gonna
yeah,
kill
something
ourselves.
Happens to us like a meteor.
Destroy the sun's gonna supernova. That's just science.
Well, the sun's going to supernova, but I feel before a couple billion years, we're going
to
end.
We'll have to find another planet to live on.
Totally. And that's why they're trying to colonize Mars, so.
The world is going to end when Wayne gets a pair of them Bron-Bron slime.
When Tinchi. Tinchi.
I'm Tinchi.
I'm little Tinchi.
There have been some books written saying that we can actually extend our stay on Earth by instead colonizing the ocean because we know so little about the ocean.
Yeah, that's
we know like about
the planet's unexplored because it's all ocean.
Dude, fucking like real life rapture?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I can't wait to get all jacked up.
I would
on
sign
Adam.
Up for that.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, I don't know. I always was like, I think at some point, I don't think it'll like the world will end in nuclear war, but there will be like some. I just can't escape the fact that someone is gonna go crazy enough to launch a nuke at some point. It's gonna happen.
In the United States, we've done that already. So
well, yeah, no, but I mean, like someone that's gonna incite
nuclear war.
North Korea already moved their missiles back.
Yeah.
Bunch of pussies. Yeah, come on.
They can't even step to us.
Man up, Kim Jong.
He can't hang with Dennis Rodman. That's all. Scared of the D-man.
I loved watching Dennis Rodman defend his bro on SportsCenter. It was pretty legit.
Yeah.
When they're like, do you realize that the human the atrocities he's committed against his people? And he's like, he's not like that, dude.
No, he is, dude.
He likes basketball.
Like, are you kidding me? Dude, Hitler was a painter. That doesn't make, like, yeah. He liked art. He also
Dennis Rodman just has such people. A fundamentally child understanding of human interaction. It's almost cute to watch, really. But whatever.
It's like watching a 6-foot-tall 6-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's like, gave me food and was nice to me. How could he be bad?
how literally was his
analysis on ESPN.
How he bad?
How he'd be bad when he'd be nice to me? And how is Robin?
How is Betty formed? I don't.
Yeah. He's totally chilling. IRL.
We had beer.
Another question from Yummy Man asks, if your anus was a death metal band, what would the band name be?
I thought it would be long and hard.
that is the name of the band. It's just a fart noise.
I actually thought about this one for a while when we were taking the questions, and I would take Prolapse Asphyxia. That would be...
Wow. That's pretty fucked up.
Swamp of Sorrows.
You win. That's it. No one else gets to answer.
Thank you.
Please someone make that album cover for Attack with his face on it. And
I just the long schlong dong. Gapes of Hell is a good one.
Gapes of Hell. The Gapes of Hell.
That's good. And
the Swamp of Sorrows.
The Maw.
Trying to think of something with Pink Sock in it, but I...
Yeah, how do you put pink in a metal band?
That doesn't sound like death metal.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Bloody Sock.
Yeah.
You could be.
Yeah, the D&D campaign is now called Swamp of Sorrows.
The Bloody Socks is a punk band somewhere.
Probably.
The Bloody Socks exist.
Yeah. So. I guarantee the Pink Socks do.
The Gapes of Wrath.
Wow.
Dem Braun Browns, solid.
The Eye of Destruction.
The Eye of Destruction is pretty good. That's pretty good.
Seeping repressed memories? That's just... Wow.
Wow.
Whoa.
Constipation Domination, I've seen that one thrown back. Also, The Burning Sensation is good. We need a hemorrhoid theme.
The hole my dad left in my life.
Whoa.
That is the darkest death metal band.
I'm done, dude.
Damn it.
The whole death.
Oh, my God.
I lied.
Oh, and Ben Child of Divorce.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. All right. Hell. Next question.
Next.
Good Lord.
The next question is from Mr. Jake Music. Yes or no?
42.
Yeah, nah.
42, solid answer. See ya, bud. Yeah, I'm going to go with nah. See ya, bud.
I'm going to ask if he's asking if we like his name or not, and I want to be really honest. Anyone that has their first name and then music at the end of it, I would never even take seriously. So I would consider changing the handle. So no, Jake.
Wow, dude.
No.
There you go.
Sorry. Shots fired.
No one else? When you see like music, when someone's like, Scott Music, you're like, okay, this dude's a fucking idiot.
Just go off the internet forever.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter.
So just change it, Jake, and you'll be fine.
Just change that shit, Jake.
Change it, handle. Begin.
Oh, this next question's from @eatmyaddiction1.
It's a harsh question.
Why do you hate me?
Wow. Because we never play games, Nick.
It's a pretty long
We made
list
a promise to each other that we were going to play games at PAX, and then we never did.
Because you didn't show up and you didn't answer for last Wednesday.
Ooh.
There
Nick's,
it is.
Nick's potentially going to be my neighbor soon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then you guys...
In the complex right down the street.
He can be your Dinkelberg, and then you'll hate him.
Yeah.
Your what?
Your Dinkelberg. It's from what is it? I think it's Fairly Odd Parents, and it just became a meme. That
lame meme.
It's the dad in the show hates his neighbor.
I thought Dinkelberg. It was Dinklage.
No, it's Dinkelberg, but the thing is, like he goes on about him for the first like couple episodes, and then they start like developing him as a character, and he's just like a super nice guy, and he just hates him for no reason. It's pretty fun.
Tinkleberg. All right. Well, we're. I mean, I have a really long list, but I'm not gonna even get into it on here.
as to all the reasons, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty.
I think it's better to just start the relationship from zero and build it back up. So.
That's what we're gonna do.
What a fucking handle, by the way, for this next question.
at refreshing HJ asks,
"Wow, we win Twitter."
Which
sir.
Was John's Druid. Yes. John's Druid was named that for a while. So I'm building a completely hand jobs are. I don't know if refreshing is
such
a word.
Odd word for it, but
liberating.
I never.
What if you were extremely parched and your dick was also dry, and then you drank some nice cold water while having your dick lotioned and jacked off at the same time.
I mean, I give myself a mean handy, but
nobody's ever given me like an awesome hand job.
No. Yeah, I've never been. Awesome. That hand job last night was fantastic.
Has anybody ever gotten a hand job past the age of like 14?
Maybe that's probably like 15 or 16 the last time I got.
That's fair.
There's not like
at that point people learn how to use their mouth, and then it's all downhill.
Bottles.
You know what I mean?
Chaz, I think it's all uphill from there.
I mean, I think any handy.
I meant like physically down.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So,
yeah. I mean, hand jobs. There's no one out there going, you know what?
I could go for a handy.
I could go for a hand job tonight.
No.
Like, no one says that.
But, you know.
No, unless you were that guy at the bottom of his wall who's like, well, all I can afford is a handy tonight. So,
well,
guess I can afford. All I can go for a handy.
Who was it? Donald Glover? Who had the quote about hand jobs? Well, he's like Kix is a breakfast cereal. Is like Kix are like the hand jobs of breakfast cereal. You're like, yeah, this is pretty good, but you know what I really want?
you want berry Kix?
Yeah,
no, I love Kix.
Definitely,
man.
I don't think they make those anymore.
I want my Kix to use its mouth. That's what I'm saying.
I also thought those tasted kind of weird.
I want my cereal to use
dude,
its
Berry
mouth.
Kix, that's man. It. Those things changed my life, dude. I don't talk
shit. They were pretty good, but like something always tasted a little off about that. Anyway.
Well, you're not supposed
they to. Were mother kid tested.
Yeah,
mom-proof.
Dude.
Yeah.
I feel like that takes a really weird turn for this question.
Yeah. So anyway, his question. It wasn't even
it's
his question.
A fairly normal question.
Yeah, he's building a completely new PC. What is the one part he should splurge on the most?
Name a brand power supply.
That's what I was going to say. Yep.
It's well, there's only two answers to this question, and it's really good power supply, as we just said, or a nice graphics card.
Yep.
Those are your two. If you're gaming, that's
mouse pad.
So, I'm selling you know a
mouse cord bungee.
Mouse bungee.
You know what? Motherboard is also one of those ones. Don't skip on a motherboard. Like, don't get one that's like $10 cheaper that only supports Crossfire, like Bob Post did, and then you want to do like SLI later. And you have to buy a whole new fucking motherboard.
Speaking of Bob, I'm changing my answer to Gunner Optics.
Done.
Only guy I know that really wears. There, see, John has his supply of Gunners right there.
On hand at all times.
These are prescriptions.
So.
I don't even remember the name of Bob's meme.
Come on.
It's guy Bob.
Cares.
Clearly.
all right, guys. That does it.
We did it tonight. I feel good about this PowerCast. We haven't had a PowerCast in a while.
It was like concise, on point.
Frank through it, yeah.
Entertaining as fuck. We're good. How are we so good?
God, we're fantastic.
Jesus.
92 episodes to not take 2.5 hours, but...
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Everybody got online on time. It was weird.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That is it, guys. Our links are down below here as far as social media and that kind of thing. We stream every night here, so give us a follow if you're new, and I will probably do some sort of post show, maybe.
You do some Neverwinter, Dan?
I just installed.
I may. I'm gonna go check on this Anaheim-Detroit game, but then I may do some Neverwinter.
I downloaded and installed during the podcast. We could play. I don't know what level you are.
But yeah, we're gonna go offline for a bit, and then we'll tweet out when we're back up. But thank you so much for coming out tonight, and we'll see you next week.
Later, all.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Thanks.